the forestry program for Oregon and planning cycles.
Yep, John.
Chair Kelly, members of the board, State Forester Dougherty. I'm John DeKarzik. I'm the interim director of the planning and analysis unit. Good. So I'm going to take this opportunity to go over the forestry program for Oregon and planning cycles for the agency and the board, just a brief overview. In that, I'll give an overview of the forestry program for Oregon, also known as the FPFO, provide some history there, some thoughts on possible revision, and then go into the board agency and planning cycles. So the forestry program for Oregon should be noted is not a statute or rule. It is a document and process that provides a coherent foundation for establishing the board's priorities, policy deliberation, and guidance to the department initiatives and planning. In terms of guiding policy, the FPFO provides a clear, quantifiable picture of what sustainable forest management of all the state's public and private forests should look like, and also provides the basis for future policy work. So this is taken from the current and most recent FPFO, the 2011 version. And in terms of guiding planning, the forestry program for Oregon is not considered an end product, but instead it's a foundation for discussion and planning over the next 8 years by the board. The board hopes to show a clear connection between its goals and objectives, board work plans, meeting agendas, Department of Forestry programs, and the policies of other natural resource agencies. So that's the intention of the FPFO and all that's contained therein, and not just what's in it, but also the process of developing it. So in terms of what's in it, there's the mission, the values, the vision, the goals, objectives, and indicators. And so basically, as they would be read out, the mission establishes the purpose of the board. The values identify the guiding forestry philosophies. The vision is what the board wants to see on the landscape in the next 20 years. And the goals identify what's intended to be done over the next 8. And then objectives are those near-term actions, which would be supporting achievement of those goals and looked at typically on a 2-year cycle. Indicators then, qualitative and quantitative, would be used to reflect the change in progress in that goal achievement. And what you can see there is basically over the since 1977, there's been 6 iterations of the FPFO and in various timelines. Began in 1972, actually, as a function of several editorials out of Medford, that raised some concerns around forest assessment needs and resource issues and also leadership questions. In response, the board decided to respond to these issues. And in 1977, they created the first forestry program for Oregon. That included also a catalog and index of existing resource data. So there was some database work there. And then there was also a report that was really focused on sustaining production, but also considering resource values as well, other amenity values. There was a iteration in 1982, recognition of a need to go beyond just supply, but also to pick up non-timber values as well. In that update, and you see a continued evolution over time, there was public input and internal and external research that went into informing that next iteration. And in this circumstance, a broader focus beyond just supply, but to include intensive management, inventory, land use, forest taxation, protection issues, and also resource monitoring. As it continued on and it's updating in 1990, in 95 and 1990, you see this continued change and evolution of what the forestry program for Oregon is. In 90, there was a mission statement, objectives, and policy goals related to those objectives. The objectives broadened out to include forest land use, forest practices, timber growth, harvest, recreation, fish and wildlife, grazing and other uses, and public education. This was also a change in that it was a beginning of looking at forestry and forest resources, not just as timber and ownership patterns, but as a resource as a whole, and what the implications were to the citizens of the state rather than the actual ownerships. In 95, in the next revision, vision and value statements were added. So we continue to see this evolution. The objectives reflected the prior edition, but there was also added in a commitment to monitoring, adaptive management, and ecosystem health and sustainability. In 2003, in the next revision, there was a substantial change in the framework, in that goals were based on the Montreal process for sustainable management, temperate and boreal forests. It took the goals from the Montreal process to be social and economic benefits, carbon storage, soil and water, ecosystem health, productive capacity, diverse plant and animal populations and habitat, and sound legal and economic framework. And those are the goals that we have today in the current forestry program for Oregon, and the same framework. The iteration here also included indicators for measuring progress and achieving those goals. As part of this revision, there was also the first approximation report, which was a comprehensive assessment of Oregon forest resources to evaluate using those Montreal criteria and indicators. That didn't show up quite as big as I was hoping. In 2011, that was the last revision in the current document, and it reflected the 2003 version. Again, there was an update in the mission, vision, and values. But also, it should be noted, a continued shift from timber supply assessments to a board focus on keeping forest land and forest uses, recognizing that the benefits of forest are most reasonably going to be found as long as they stay in forest spaces. And then there was also 19 indicators of sustainable management that were added, both quantitative and qualitative. Within this iteration, there was a direction to revise the FDFO on an 8-year cycle, but also to integrate it into work plans and board planning as well. And so you can see that chart over there a little bit, but in the center, you have sustainable forest management, and you have those Montreal criteria or goals as they were adopted here surrounding that. And then beyond that, the indicators to assess those. In terms of revision, so as I pointed out, 2011 is the current forestry program for Oregon. We're in 2021, so more than 8 years have passed. Based on prior timelines, a revision would be due. It should be noted, though, that a revision is a pretty substantial process. There's usually some sort of assessments, internal and external. There's often, there is a great deal of public engagement and input and time from the board and deliberation and discussion. On the upside, the process is typically served to harmonize the board and the department and policy and priorities, and also provided a coherent voice for the board with respect to broader forest policy and planning issues. Were a revision to occur on a near-term timeline, it would begin most soon possible would be early 2022. Currently, the climate change carbon plan, which I believe we've spoken with most of the board about at different points, which came as a function of the executive order last March, is being completed and will be brought. I think it's coming up soon. Anyways, once that's completed, we'll be able to take a look at what should happen at the end of 2021. We could begin to dive into that process of revision of the forestry program for Oregon. So, jumping from the forestry program for Oregon over to board and agency planning, the board and the department use fairly interrelated processes for developing and implementing strategic planning, basically occurring at both at the board, the agency, and the operational level. Board planning is driven by board priorities, naturally, which are informed by lots of different spaces, notably the forestry program for Oregon, but also statutes, legislation, governor's initiatives, budgets, public input, resource conditions, any number of factors can go into informing those board priorities. Once those are established, they then inform what the board work plans are and provide that direction to the divisions and subsequently initiatives that they're working on. Those then also inform the board meetings, obviously the content that's therein. And so you see this kind of linear flow of what goes in and how we arrive at what we do at the board meetings and what comes out into the agents or the division plans and their outcomes. And those result in obviously rule changes and policy option packages, legislative concepts, and so forth. The board cycle in terms of planning is 2 years. Looking at it from an even numbered start point in January, the board is presented with 2-year work plans from the divisions, and also budget requests and legislative concepts are developed for the next biennium. In March, those 2-year work plans are finalized. Also, self-governance for the board is initiated. In July, the agency request budget is approved for the board for the upcoming biennium and prior to submission to the governor's office. In October, modifications to approved work plans and alignment for strategic planning are discussed, and the self-evaluation and performance review for the state forest are conducted. Those odd number years, just last January, the board has presented staff recommendations. So if there's changes to those work plans, those 2-year work plans, they're presented back to the board for consideration and approval. And then jumping to July, which will be coming up, there'll be a legislative session update that'll be provided. In September, the board takes stock of issues, department reports to the board, and then October, there's a planning retreat to discuss those board priorities that I just pointed out for the coming 2 years. And in November, the department reviews those 2-year work plans before they're presented and then finalized in January and March. On the agency side, agency planning is driven by a strategic assessment, which looks at longer term goals, 3 to 5 years. Those look to find focus areas and strategic goals, and those focus areas then inform strategic initiatives, which are 2-year basis and actions that can be accomplished in the next biennium. The strategic assessment takes place on a biennial basis beginning in July with the executive team, and then feeds into the board at that subsequent October meeting. And planning retreat, and then involves leadership team as well. And then operational planning is annual in basis, and basically is the process by which resources are identified and implemented to achieve those strategic initiatives that came out of the strategic assessment. So it's laying it out on a 2-year basis. You can see how these all kind of fit together. Starting off in January on those odd numbered years, which April is right where we're at, right in the middle of legislative session. That'll lead right up into that strategic assessment with ET, which will then carry over to informing those board priorities and discussions for developing work plans and integration there. Subsequent to that, budget prep and submittal, which is crazy to think about since we're in the middle of the legislative session, but it will already begin in January of the even numbered years. At the same time, legislative concepts are developed and submitted. And then over both even and odd, you see the budget process and that operational planning occurring, which is annual. So keeping that all in mind, the department's planning process really is designed to be responsive and adaptive and foster alignment with the board and inform topics for the board work plans, but also create alignment in the agency and direction for key businesses, managing change and seeking input from the public and constituents and intended to include actions for inclusion to division programs and operational plans. So that is a quick snippet of what the Forestry Program for Oregon is, where it came from, what a revision might consider, and a quick dive into the interrelated processes and adaptive efforts of strategic planning at the agency and division level. I'll leave it there.
Peter, anything to add?
So I've talked to the new board members about the planning cycle and where they're in it. This kind of takes a whole bigger picture of how the Forestry Program for Oregon informs that. And as you see staff reports coming in, we have a background and context. And that's used to tell the background of the issue you're about to see, but also the context, which is how does this relate to the board's strategic plan, which is a forestry program for Oregon? So you'll see the goals it relates to, the values it relates to, which gives context, because, you know, somebody mentioned in the first session about the importance of going back to your mission, vision, and values as you think about an item. And actually, as a division chief, when I, or as deputy, when I first started with this agency, it was really valuable for me, because if I was coming up with a topic, I would have a question: do I have clear board direction? And I would go to the forestry program for Oregon, and the board's goals and objective had given me clear policy direction. It's not a topic I would bring to the board. I have a direction. I know how to implement it from an operational point of view. And as it really anchoring into what were the true goals and objectives for the department. And we're a little bit behind on that, but so the revision is going to be really important, because we have been revising our strategic planning cycle and have updated our mission is the same. It's very closely tied to the board's mission, but our vision has changed over time, and our values certainly have been more, have included a couple of values that aren't in the board's values: diversity, equity, inclusion, safe working environment, safe and inclusive working environment. And we also formally added in safety, which wasn't listed before. But so I think it is a really important time to set that direction as we tackle something like, and it's going to be an iterative process, as we, climate change clearly is going to affect the way you view the future of Oregon's forests, but we need that vision on how we're going to, what are we going to try to achieve in the next 20 years? So it is a really important document. It is used, and we want to foster that alignment.
Okay, I'll make a couple of comments, and then maybe Robin can step in and to guide us for the last bit here before lunch. You know, I think the board has kind of danced around this issue of an update for the last couple of years. We kept talking about maybe updating Goal 8. It's also, I think, pretty natural for all of us who've been around the block once or twice before to look at updating a strategic plan like this and the values and mission and vision, et cetera, with dread. It's just a tremendous amount of work. But I think we all need to remind ourselves that we are a policy board, and that does mean that boards do really matter. John has come to us, and I think staff is very clear that it's time. We all know it's past time. We've waited partially through the fall, expecting to have a close to full board, and so it's got delayed even further than we expected to have this conversation. But I think I will, you know, certainly want to be hearing from all of our new board members, but I think there's alignment that we need to create this new updated forestry plan for Oregon that has a climate lens to everything about it. And so I'm with dread, very excited to move ahead here. I have spent some time reviewing, you know, reading through it again, and there's really a lot of outdated material in there. Both not as much at the top level, but all of that needs to be examined. So it's a worthy and necessary and very important project for this new board.